This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. For me, this week I've worked with patients who have been suffering. Many are stressed, worried, lonely, and at wit's end. Others are very sick. But as a group, they report poor sleep, higher rates of alcohol or cannabis use, and weight changes, mostly weight gain. Many are also finding access to mental health care very limited. As a species, people are very resilient. We all have up days and down days, but we seem to always return to our baseline. Psychologists call this hedonistic adaptation. In other words, no matter how good or bad we feel, those feelings don't last. We are not very good at predicting the impact that major life events are going to have on our life. We think that a new dress, a new hairstyle, or a facelift will change our lives, but it rarely does. When we get married or get an A in class or purchase something that we've wanted for a very long time, we get a short boost of joy and pleasure. But that is often only temporary. We soon return to our baseline level of happiness. As a simple example, research shows that those who win a lottery are no happier a year later than they were before their win. They simply get used to a new baseline or new normal, and they no longer notice the details that made them happy after their win. This is often referred to as the satisfaction treadmill. We constantly shift our expectations and standards and keep running on the treadmill to reach a new set point that we think will make us happier. The same is true on the unhappy side. When badness happens, a poor grade, we total our car or romantic breakup, it can bring us down, but it will eventually fade with time and our well-being will return to baseline. What research seems to suggest is that COVID has altered our thinking and our expectations and perhaps slowed this hedonistic adaptation. For people who are fortunate to still have their basic needs being met, food, safety, shelter, they seem to be engaged in a new discovery period. People are reporting that external factors like material objects, fashion, and status symbols are becoming less important to them as they focus on more relationships, self-discovery, and their conscious pursuit of happiness. People seem to be placing new attention on exercise, mindfulness, yoga, helping others, and practicing simple gratitude and appreciation. Variety, in other words, changes in our routine, can also help maintain pleasure. Of course, to know happiness, one needs to also know sadness. Carl Jung, the psychoanalyst, commented that even a happy life cannot be without a measure of darkness, and the word happy would lose its meaning if it were not balanced by sadness. We need to work to make ourselves happy, but we also need to appreciate the happiness that is already a part of our lives. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.